going on? It's your man Casanova.
And Bao.
And we are here for another Divorce Not an Option. First, I got to thank everybody that has been rocking with us and giving us the positive feedback on the podcast. You know, like I said, we do this because, you know, we've been married for 20-something years. I mean, together for 20
years. Well, yeah, we will be married for 19 years come November. And together for 22?
22 years.
Yeah, 22.
And I just feel like, you know, we want to help people. You know, we became life coaches and we've done what we need to do. And we really want to just help people to, you know, be the best in their relationship. You know what I'm saying? So with that said, I think a big issue in relationship, I think maybe the most important issue is trust.
I would agree.
I think trust is something that is so important in a relationship that without that, there won't be a relationship. I know for a fact I trust my wife with my life. I would trust her, you know, the type of trust if she bought a body and said, baby, don't say nothing. We need
don't
to bury
you
it.
Say nothing.
I would say, where are we going to bury it? You know, because I know that there's something that happened. I trust her to the point where, okay, let's go.
Yeah, I mean, they don't piss me off and they got God.
What?
No?
We can't be talking
about
it.
We can't talk about it.
We can't talk about it. Anyway, but what I'm saying is, you know, and I think a lot of relationships now don't have trust. I think people marry people they don't trust because everything else is good, but they don't trust. And I think the divorce rate, I think the narratives that go around now, like for example, a lot of women are being told by their parents that a woman should put something aside. Now, I understand that, you know, most women in relationships are the organizers. They're the ones that handle the money, the billing and stuff like that, you know? So a lot of women will, you know, just like you have, is put money to the side for a rainy day, not money to the side for other, but for a rainy day, you know, like, oh, I'm handling the bills. So you know what? My husband, he's a spender or whatnot, you know? So I'm gonna put some money away just so, you know, if something happens, we're good. But now women are being told to put money away for, well, when you get a divorce or if he leaves you.
Yeah, a divorce fund.
And that to me, that is so deceitful and it kills the trust of the relationship. Because if you're already thinking about when we get a divorce, that you don't trust this man and vice versa. There's some men out there that are doing devious things. I know there was the case of the billionaire. I mean, even though he should have done this, but or the new thing that's going around where men that have any type of money or anything, they're putting everything in their mother's name. So when they get a divorce and the wife is going for his assets, that pretty much he doesn't own anything because his mother owns everything. So she gets nothing. And if you as a man feel you need to do that, then why marry the woman?
You shouldn't be getting married.
You shouldn't be getting married. And it goes to trust. Because if you are, I'm going to protect myself. Like, I'm for prenups, but I'm also against them in a sense. I think they're good as if you have a whole bunch of stuff. If you got kids and, you know, you're going to a marriage and you got kids or you have assets and all that. And let's say, okay, cool. Whatever is happening from this point on, you get half. But before, you know, whatever, cool. But when it's a prenup where it's all these different clauses and this and that, and you get a certain amount of money, the more, to me, where's the trust at? Where is the love? Where is the idea that you're going to spend the rest of your life with this person? Because when I got married, I don't know about you, but when I got married with the idea that this is for life. You know what I'm saying? I don't anticipate leaving. I don't anticipate her leaving. I do expect us to work through our problems. I do expect us to, you know, go through our ups and downs, but I never in my mind said, oh, you know, when we get a divorce or thought about that, I didn't go into it for that. So I didn't have any, oh, I got to protect this and protect that, because I'm doing everything I can do on my end to make us work. Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about that, baby? Like, you know, prenups and the trust factor in relationships now.
Yeah, prenups. You say prenums.
Prenups, right? Prenups. Prenuptials.
Oh, my gosh.
Prenuptials. You know what I'm done.
Prenuptials. You say prenuptials. You know. Oh, my goodness gracious. Prenuptials.
That's ridiculous. Are you serious? Are you serious?
But anywho.
You know, if you're going to joke like that, you know, I'm leaving.
You're leaving? Well, all right. Come back.
I'm not doing this,
though. Oh, no. You quit. You got like a pro. Something down, yeah. But anyway,
I did that for the reels.
For the reels, okay. Anywho, so I mean, trust is something that is very important in a relationship, right? I mean, trust to me, you know, communication is a big thing, right? I mean, you know, number one, you have to have communication, which I feel like trust is up there with communication, because if I don't trust you and if you don't trust me, then the relationship is not going to go anywhere, you know, because we don't trust each other. So, you know, that means that I'm always, you know, looking out for myself and myself only because I don't trust you. So it's like, I don't trust you to take care of our children. I don't trust you to take care of me if I'm sick, right? If you're sick and you're not able to do anything for yourself, you don't trust that woman. You don't trust that man to be able to step up and do what they need to do. You don't trust them to be able to take care of the household. You don't trust them to little things. You don't trust them to maybe, you know, say where are you guys going to plan a vacation or where are you guys going to go? You just don't trust that person at all. And so if there's no trust and, you know, to your point, there's no reason to be together.
I'm sorry to cut you up, but you know.
You did cut me up. That was kind of rude.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But let's get deep. Has there ever been a time in our relationship you didn't trust me?
Yeah, I mean, in the beginning, I would say, because when you're dating someone, right, and, you know, and I'm going to take it a step further, because a lot of people are into, you know, astrology, signs, and so forth. I'm an Aquarius. As an Aquarius, we do tend to only focus in on us. Like, we're very much strong-headed. We don't, you know, let anybody else take care of anything else. So yeah, so there was a point where, you know, let's say for our, I will even go into a very deep story for our son's, you know, when our son was younger, mm-hmm. he was diagnosed with ADHD, you know, and so as we're going through the specialists, you know, they prescribe different medicine like Adderall and everything. And so as a mother, I really was against giving my child medicine, right? Because I'm like, he's going to grow out of it. He's just being a kid. He's going to grow out of it, you know? So why do I have to, you know, give him this medication? Because I don't want my child to be, you know, stone-faced all day. It doesn't make any sense. And so as a mother, it really tore me apart. However, I don't have the psychology background like he, you know, I am technical. He is, you know, nature. He has a psychology degree. And so this is his world. But this is where, you know, the conflict came into play, where I stopped giving my child the medication because, again, I, you know, was totally against it as a mother. So it wasn't, you know, just my maternal instincts. There was no science, no nothing. Yeah, well, there is science out there. But anywho, it was just my maternal instinct saying, I don't want to give my child this medicine. And so behind his back, you know, I stopped giving it to him. And then my son started acting up, our son. And then, you know, the school started to call again. And that's when I had to fess up and say, and that was a trust, right? Because yeah. I did not trust him enough to be like, okay, let him make the decision. Let's talk about it, you know, but he's the person with the psychology, you know, background, right? So again, that did create a friction in our marriage, because I mean, that's something, you know, huge, right? That again, you know, so it made that person feel like, and he's here, so he can tell us how it made him feel like, you know, I'm sure it made him feel like, you know, like he's not worthy, like, you know, he's the worst, he's not a great father. I don't trust him to do anything. So I'm sure that tore him apart, you know? And for me, you know, even though I'm going based on my maternal instinct, it was wrong, you know?
Yeah. I don't know if you want to talk about that, but okay.
Well, it's cool. We have some real issues that we've been through.
It was rough. It was rough because, there was certain things there. I think every marriage, there's certain things mm-hmm. one is stronger than the other mm-hmm. back and forth. You know, mm-hmm. I have strengths, she has strengths and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And when something is your strength and your spouse says, all right, baby, lead. And as a man, I lead, because I don't think any man, any father wants to come to the realization where they had a child that has a problem mm-hmm. because it's a reflection for a man is a reflection on me. Mm-hmm. You know, I look at myself and say, what did I do wrong? Something wrong with my sperm, mm-hmm. you know, maybe my gene, you know, you as a man, we reflect on mm-hmm. that. And a lot of men don't want to come to reality. Mm-hmm. Being I have a psych background, I have a degree in psychology, certificate, all that stuff. I understood. Okay. You know what? Let me get out of my ego, my masculinity, ideas of what a man, all that. And you know what? Let's focus on what our son really needs. Mm-hmm. So we did the DNA test. We did the stuff that we didn't
just blood test.
We didn't just take a person's advice. You know what I mean? We did what the science to prove, okay, this is the problem. This is the chemical imbalance. You know, we did everything that was needed, not just a counselor, but test mm-hmm. and all that stuff, right? And when we came to the conclusion, that was fine. He was on a medication, very low dose. It wasn't even high at mm-hmm. all. And at first, it worked. Everything was fine. He was doing great in school. And then I started to see him not do as great, you know? And I was really confused because, see, at that point, my trust for my wife was so much that I wouldn't even have thought that, mm-hmm. you know, that she would go behind my back to do that. So I'm trying to figure out all these other things. I mean, maybe genetically he just got immune to the stuff. You know, maybe the teachers are picking on him in school because they know he has. I mean, all these other things were coming into my head. And the last thing really was that, and how I found out was, I found a pill stash somewhere. And I
didn't stash them anywhere.
Yeah, you did. Okay. You stashed them. It was somewhere, I forgot specifically, but I found the pill. Okay. Not in the thing.
Not like in the drawers.
It was something, you mm-hmm. know. And I was wondering, why is the pill here? Mm-hmm. And because it should, you know, there's no reason why, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking maybe my son is not taking the pills. Mm-hmm. And you know, when I talked to him about it, I don't know if you told him, don't tell your dad or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, he didn't want to say nothing. And I was like, what's going on? And then when I talked to her, she told me, and it really hurt me because on one hand, I understood as a mother, she didn't want to come to that reality. Mm-hmm. You know, also, you know, my wife, she is Haitian culturally, mm-hmm. you know, that isn't something that they're jumping on, you mm-hmm. know, this like find God, better behavior, things like that, mm-hmm. that they will culturally, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So I knew it wasn't I don't trust my husband, but even understanding that it still hurt, you know, because, you know, at the end of the day, it was something I felt as a man that I was on top of mm-hmm. and she went behind my back to do it. And that really hurt me.
Yeah.
And like I said, it took me a while to understand. My grandmother said something to me there. So she said, understanding is a beautiful thing. And, we're all human. We're flawed. We make mm-hmm. mistakes. And at that time, she was just trying to protect her son, you know? And it was a while. We got into a lot of arguments for years mm-hmm. over that because the wound stays there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I think we've had a lot of different incidences of trust that has been challenged. And what I mean by...
So what is your story of trust with me, you know, because
I know that, okay, let's get deep. You know, when if anybody follows me on Black Men's Mental Health or read my books, they know that about 5 years ago I had a nervous breakdown. Mm-hmm. I went to a facility for mm-hmm. 2 days when I found out I wasn't crazy because people in there, they had problems, but I was diagnosed with depression, anxiety mm-hmm. and sleep deprivation. And now, at that time, I didn't know, now reflecting, I understand now, but before I was dealing with a lot, you know, my father died, my best friend died, I quit my job and money wasn't right. Relationships with people were going down. It was just a lot that was happening to me. And I just totally flipped out. We had a big argument. It was ugly. Then I voluntarily put myself into one of the facilities and I had to be there for 2 days. At that point, when I got out, I knew I had a lot of healing to do with people. And my wife looked at me and she said, baby, I'm done. At that point, see, the thing was, it killed my trust as far as the foundation of our relationship, because mm-hmm. I said to myself, I thought no matter what we go through, we will be together. Mm-hmm. We will work it out. But see, over time, I started to realize that trust is not received unless trust is given. Mm-hmm. And the way I was acting, whether my intentions were there or not, I understood that if a person's not feeling that they could trust you, then they have to protect themselves. And I think in relationships, we don't understand that. We want total trust from somebody. But we don't check ourselves.
Yeah.
See, for me, I was hurt. I was lonely. I was feeling like she abandoned me. I was feeling like, see, I can't trust her, in this relationship, because as soon as I'm not who she wants me to be, she's pushing me out. Not understanding that my mental health and how I was acting for months, maybe a year before, was breaking down her trust for me. And then the final straw was the breakdown. But see, for me, I just looked at it. It was just that breakdown. Just because I'm weak now, you don't want to be there for me. But I was doing so much in our relationship that I was breaking down the trust. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know I was. Because see, like I said before, we want all of this from somebody. But we don't know how to give it sometimes. Mm-hmm. I want you to trust me. I want to trust you to the point where I know no matter what I do, we good. Mm-hmm. But see, when you say that, it's a little bit insulting to the other person.
Yeah.
Because if I expect her to always be there and keep our relationship solid, she's there for me, even when I'm on some bullshit, then I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. Because trust isn't something that is given blindly. Mm-hmm. It is something that is earned through time and maintained. Mm-hmm. And if you can't maintain the trust by your behavior towards another person, then you can't expect this undying loyalty or trust for yourself. And that's what I learned. Now, the stuff with the medicine, I think that was all you. But when I had my breakdown, I had my breakdown, that was me because I caused that by my actions. And I think what we do in relationships is that we do things repeatedly.
Yeah.
But then when the person's fed up and done, we look at them and say,
What happened?
Right. I thought you was my ride or die. Right. I thought you was holding me down. Mm-hmm. But, now I'm not simping right now, guys, all right? I'm not saying as a man, I'm going to do so much, so I got to do. No, not at all. No simping here, all right? At the end of the day, I just take accountability for what I did. Now, there's some things that she did as well that we talked about, but, it doesn't matter. I'm talking about what I did to cause that reaction as a man. You can't always expect somebody to trust you when you're not doing things for that person to trust. Mm-hmm. We want to just have this unblinded loyalty. And no matter what I do, you're going to be loyal. Yeah. You're going to be trustworthy. Mm-hmm. No, we have to earn that, maintain it, and actually cultivate it as well. Because in the beginning of our relationship, she ain't know me, I ain't know her. We rocked, we cool, but we never got into those situations where it's like, yo, I gotta trust him. You know what I'm saying? I gotta trust her. It's life that gives that trust. Mm-hmm. Trust shouldn't be blind.
Right. Yeah. So. Trust is not something that should be taken lightly. Trust is not something that you should expect To get right off the bat, because you know you got to work towards that. Mm-hmm. It's a you know, it's a work in progress. It's a constant work in progress. Yes. Because again, we are humans, right? We are humans, and we are going to make mistake. And so you know, and so we are gonna you know break that trust. And so I think what's important and why we share stories, you know, with is just because letting you know that you know we're not perfect. You know, we've been in this journey for a very long time. And so, you know, we want you to know we're still here and there is healing, you know, whether it's going through counseling. I mean, we've, you know, done, you know, counseling and everything to try to help us, you know, I mean, you know, doing the work internally and kind of, you know, taking a deeper look into yourselves and to, you know, yourself individually and then your relationship as a whole. A lot of communication, a lot of talking with each other. Just to make sure that you understand that person, you know, point of view, you understand their perspective and, you know, and kind of, you know, get where, you know, they're coming from, you know? And like I say, it wasn't right, you know, that I, you know, stopped giving our son the pill. It wasn't right at all, you know, but my reason, and even my reasons, but at least, you know, I can explain why. You know, this is why. It doesn't make it right whatsoever, mm-hmm. but at least I can explain, well, this is what I was thinking. This is why I did that. Mm-hmm. It's not going to change the fact that the action is already done, but it can at least explain, you know, and then we can kind of, you know, continue that communication and continue that, you know, balance when things are not going well. So we can kind of, you know, pause for a moment and say, okay, let's look back, let's talk about it, you know? And I think, you know, trust is something that you're always, always going to have to continue to build, continue to work on. It's not something that, oh, I trust you forever and ever, and you're never going to break it. And, you know, and we're just going to live happily ever after. It's, you know, it's not life. That's fairy tale, right?
Yeah. And trust is something too that, you know, you talked about how we went to the counseling mm-hmm. session.
Yes.
There was a breakthrough. I think we had one time mm-hmm. we were sitting there with him, with the gentleman.
Yeah, shout out to David Teller.
Yeah, shout out to him. He did has helped our relationship a lot. We mm-hmm. go to him when things get really bad yes. and stuff, and we go to him and he helps us.
He's
out.
A resident counselor.
Exactly. Then you know we don't see him for a year or two. Then we go back.
Then we go
you know?
Back. Hey, you got to do that. You know you got to do checkups.
So we're always open to that. So we never shied away. That's one thing yep. I can say. But one of the breakthroughs we had mm-hmm. was, and this is communication is very important for trust yes. too as well. So we were sitting there and she was complaining about, I didn't know how to love her. Right. Oh, he doesn't know how to love mm-hmm. me. He doesn't love me the right way. He doesn't blah, blah, blah. This whole discussion. And, you know, I'm looking, I'm like, I'm thinking like, blah, blah, blah. And he looked at her and he said, let me ask you a question. Have you ever told him how you need to be loved? And it's rare moments that my wife is speechless.
Really?
And she was literally speechless. It was like
rare moment
of her not coming back in a defense, or just like she couldn't say nothing. It was mm-hmm. like oh mm-hmm. I never did.
Yeah, you know they got me and, they got me
and that was a moment for both of us. And mm-hmm. let me tell you why, because I don't think I asked her how she wants to be loved. And she never told me how she wants to be loved. So at the end, you know, guys, usually we just love the way. So I wasn't complaining. She was the one complaining. So that's why he said that to her. But in general,
she was complaining.
Yeah, she was complaining. But it when moments like that happen, you have to reflect on it. Mm-hmm. And it was, to me, that was a breakthrough, because it made me to say, in my mind, for her, you know, mm-hmm. her, she was thinking her thing. But for me, I was thinking like, okay, well, but have I really asked how she wants to be loved? I'm focusing on everything I'm doing to show how I love her, telling her, this is what I'm doing to show you I love. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm doing, this, I'm doing that. So in my head, I'm good because I'm showing her love. Mm. But did I ever ask her or inquire about, how do you want to be loved, baby?
Yeah.
You know, because even though he was directing towards her, it still made me reflect on, how am I loving my wife? You know what I'm saying? Did I ask those questions as well? And I think that was a big breakthrough for us. You know what yeah. I mean? for her to understand, like, I have to tell him what I want and mm-hmm. be honest what I want, mm-hmm. not just automatically think mm-hmm. that, because I think we don't want to talk about things. We want to connect with, you know, when you say somebody's your soulmate and you have a connection, you just, you think, well, this person should know me.
Yeah, they should know everything, right. Yes. You know, without telling them.
Because we're soulmates. Right. So we're, you know, he loves mm-hmm. me. I love her. We know things. Yeah. But that is such a myth. Mm-hmm. Because the truth is, you still need to understand each other. Yep. You still need to sit down and talk about what you want, mm-hmm. expectations. Mm-hmm. Because trusting that a person is going to know mm-hmm. is not trust. You know what it is? It's ego. Mm-hmm. It's ego and it's ignorance. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You could be on the same page about everything, mm-hmm. but you still need to ask those questions. Yep. Because sometimes and most times we do things for the other person. Mm-hmm. And if the person thinks it's cool, mm-hmm. they keep doing it. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm slap you on your butt, right? Mm-hmm.
Which you do.
I know. But you have bad hemorrhoids, right? But I'm slapping you all the time and it's hurting. But you're not saying nothing because you're like, you know what? I don't want to mm-hmm. disappoint them. But it's really, really hurting mm-hmm. you every time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to tell. Like,
yeah, maybe, speak up.
My hemorrhoids can't handle that slap.
Oh, boy, the hemorrhoids.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying
thank
you have
God hemorrhoids. I ain't got that problem.
I'm just using an example. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I go extreme so people can understand.
You do go extreme. Yeah.
But a person may feel like I can't tell him mm-hmm. because at the end of the day, he may feel like, oh, my boss, so I'll just deal with it.
But is that really the person's soulmate, right? Well, I mean, because to me, you should be able, and again, it's just where we're going.
Well, I don't know if you have hemorrhoids though. So are you trying to tell me something?
Oh, see, you want me to punch you in your throat in the camera.
Did you just threaten me on camera?
I ain't threatening you.
It's on camera.
No, it's on camera. It is not.
If I wind up
oh,
missing.
Oh my gosh, here we go.
It's on camera.
Oh, really?
I'm not editing it out.
Okay. Anywho. So no, I only say that because, you know, yes, that person can be your soulmate. Yes, they are soulmate, but sometimes we're so timid. Right. We're so scared to actually say what we really want, what we're really feeling. Mm. And, you know, and that's where, you know, we want to make sure that as soulmates, you're going deeper into your relationship. It's not so surface. Right. It's not what, you know, everybody sees. It's much more deeper than that. Like you're having those talks, you're having this is what I want. You know, hey, when you hit me in my booty, you know, it reactivate my hemorrhoids. So stop doing it. Hit me on my leg or something. Hit me on my,
maybe
you know, my back. I don't know. You know, oh, yeah, that would be cool.
Hey, oh, but, try this hemorrhoid cream. It's good.
It's good. You know, don't forget the side effects.
Hey. You know what? Cheap plug. Anyway, go ahead.
But anyway, so I mean, you know, and so I think it's very important to have communication. That way you can build trust.
Yeah.
Because it's good to be able to kind of have, you know, these deep conversations, right? And again, I don't think people are having those deep discussions. And it's crazy because, you know, I mean, just in my friend circle, I'll ask, hey, you and, you know, your significant other, have you guys, you know, so talk about this or, oh no, we don't talk about that. Well, what do you mean I'll talk about that? Why not? What's the problem? You know, I don't understand. And even something as intimacy, right? Mm. You know, even go into deeper.
Because that dress is, you wearing that dress.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway,
you know, so I mean, you know, it's like, okay, well, you know, what positions do you like? Or maybe there's some things that you can't do, right? Physically or whatever it is. Or you don't want to, you know, it's open communication, right? It's just kind of going in and talking and trusting that, you know, the other person will, you know, abide by whatever you guys decide.
Yeah. And I think it goes back to who are you loving? Mm-hmm. Because see, we tend to want to put our best foot forward for who we're with, mm-hmm. right? Not understanding that you want a person to love you for who you are.
Yes.
And it comes with trust. I want to look at this woman and love her for her great things, things that are shortcomings, mm-hmm. things that she may not do well, mm-hmm. whatever. I want her to love me for mm-hmm. who I am. And I think that's a a trust factor that mm-hmm. happens when you're honest with the person about who you are.
Gotta be honest.
Because I think we want to put out, I think we in life, mm-hmm. we are so used to playing the game, mm-hmm. being, you know, you have to put on a face for work.
Yeah, you got to put on a face for your everything. Friends,
face for mm-hmm. your family. You have to put on a face for everybody. Mm-hmm. And that's not your real you, you know?
Yeah.
You're putting on the emotional side mm-hmm. for your family. You're putting on the business side for your job. You're putting on the fun side for your friends, you know? So, and then in relationship, we tend to put on certain sides, like maybe the sexy or the cool mm-hmm. or whatever. And we have to understand that, particularly in relationships and relationships, you want that to last. You have to make sure that you are your authentic self, mm-hmm. the good, the bad, the ugly.
Ugly.
You know what I'm saying? Because you want that person to love you. Mm-hmm. See, we have too many people out here that are trusting what you're presenting mm-hmm. and loving what you're presenting.
Yeah. I
but
mean,
then they don't love you.
Yeah. They're loving the persona, mm-hmm. you know, and it's a fake persona. And so, but once they start to get to know the real you, then that's when you start having the shift. Mm-hmm. Right. And so, but the reason again is because you were never your authentic self. Mm-hmm. So that person never actually knew who you were mm-hmm. and vice versa.
Yeah, and it's really, and I get it. When you first date somebody, you want to put your best foot forward. You want to be everything.
You want to give little white lines.
Yeah, I get it.
You know,
but I think there gets to a point where you have to, if you're considering this person as your soulmate, mm-hmm. as your person you're going to spend the rest of your life with, you have to get to a point where you start to be who you are mm-hmm. with them, because you want them to love you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I could honestly say that through everything we've been through, my wife loves me.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? She see me on the top of the world. She see me on the bottom of the world. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And she has loved me when I was strong out there balling. She loved me when I wasn't making no money and broke. Mm-hmm. She has loved me the same. It's been consistent love. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been, you know, I'm not saying it because we're doing the thing. I'm just being honest. It's been consistent love. Mm-hmm. No matter where I was, she loved me the same way. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, oh, nigga, you ain't working. You ain't making money.
You better go get a job. You better go do this.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like there was a point where I wasn't working and my wife was still, and she didn't even downgrade our life. It was like we were still going on trips. We were still living our life. You know what I'm saying?
Budget.
But as a man, of course, I felt like, nah, you know what I'm saying? I got to get out there. But, you know, she never downgraded our life. She never downgraded me. You know what I'm saying? Vice versa, when she was going through stuff, you know what I mean? Some other stuff that I think a later podcast will talk about. Mm-hmm. I loved her the same and said, baby, you know, we're going to get through this. Let's mm-hmm. get through that. I got your back, you know, things like that. So I think at the end of the day, you know, it is very important that you keep this, you are who you are.
Yeah.
Because when that person loves who you are, they're going to love you during your good and your bad. Mm-hmm. And that is so important for a relationship.
Very
because
important.
That trust right there, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm not afraid to come home and something happened bad to me mm-hmm. and say, baby, this is what it is.
Yep.
Because I know my wife is going to say, all right, cool. No problem, baby. We mm-hmm. got this.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get through this together.
Yep.
And that's a real relationship. You know, say she could come say the same, baby, I messed up. And it's mm-hmm. happened. Baby, I messed up.
Why do you put that emphasis?
It happened to me, but it's happy. You know, she's come home and baby, I messed up. We'll talk about that down the road. But, you know, baby, I messed up. And I said, all right, what we got to do to get out of this? What we got to do to get through this?
Mm-hmm.
And we work together. So at the end of the day, that's where the trust builds.
Yep.
Because you know, shoot, I fucked up.
Yeah, you just honest, no matter
up.
What.
But I that trust that this has person has back. My back. But of course, that person's gonna let me know, like, you fucked mm-hmm. up.
Yeah, you fucked
you
up.
You know what I'm saying? You fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
But we're gonna get this to the
We're gonna work this out. We're gonna get through this.
And that's what trust in a relationship is.
Mm-hmm.
And too many people don't have it, and mm-hmm. it's sad. And I really pray that people work on that. If anything else you work on in a relationship, work on the trust.
Yes.
Look over to that man or that woman and say, I trust you because you are my everything, mm-hmm. and we're in this together.
Yes.
Because life is a journey.
It is.
It's just who you want to go to the journey
with. Yeah, exactly. Who you want to go to a journey with, exactly. And so, you know, just open up. You know, again, you have to be your authentic self. I think it is very, very important, you know, that you're not scared, right? So many people are afraid. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, how many guys are afraid to tell their wife that, you know, they lost money or, mm-hmm. you know, or they lost their job or something yeah. crazy, you mm-hmm. know, because they don't believe that their wife will trust them, you know, will trust that they still have them, you know, like I'm got us.
Don't worry. You know? I got us, baby. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? They don't trust it because they're scared.
They're
you know?
Scared. Yeah.
So, and a lot of times it's man's ego, particularly with men is our mm-hmm. ego. And it's not, and sometimes it's not that we may not trust.
Mm-hmm.
It's just our ego.
Right. Your ego is getting in the way.
You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? But we have to get to a point as men, if you pick this woman to be mm-hmm. with it, then you have to put your
you
ego
have to
the
put
side
that ego to the side.
And talk because it's your life mm-hmm. together. One thing I always say, this is our journey together. Yep. What you do affects me. We were talking about the other day, mm-hmm. we got bills. We're paying, we're doing this. And my wife is like, yo, I got it. I'm going to handle it. Mm-hmm. She's like really independent and like boom, boom, boom. And mm-hmm. I said, baby.
I am.
I get it. But understand we're in this together.
Yes.
So what you do affects me, what mm-hmm. I do affects you. So, you know, I trust you. I know what you're doing is cool, mm-hmm. but never get to a point, baby, where you feel like we are not working
together. Yeah, we're not working together.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, when I make sure.
And I have to do that sometimes because my wife is like, go, 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 independent woman, do her thing. And I'm the one that, baby, I get it.
Like reel it back.
And you know what? That goes to what we said earlier. Trust.
Yes.
Right? You have strengths and weaknesses.
Strengths and weaknesses.
And you have to trust that this person's strength is there. Like my strength is the one to say, baby, I see where you're going. Reel it back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because my husband is the emotional side. He has all the emotion. Like he said, I'm Caribbean. We don't have that emotion.
You stereotype your Caribbean people.
Oh, look, they'll co-sign.
Oh, yeah. No, and it's true. You know what I'm saying? So I'm the one that has to, I look at the details of our emotional side. You know what I'm saying? My wife is the business overall visionary. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Where are we going in our marriage, our financial situation, our investments? Mm-hmm. Where are we going to retire? You know, my wife is that type of person. You know, is the kids okay? You know, she's like the visionary. I'm the details.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I'm the little details. Like, okay, baby, you want retirement, but how are we going to get there? You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, well, we gonna do no, baby, we gotta do this and do that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
like, cause she'll run a mile well, away. She'll
yes,
run a million
he's
miles.
Very grounded, right? In a relationship, you have to have that. You have to have someone that's very
that's grounded. Yes,
you know,
yes.
like, hey, slow down. Let's figure
exactly.
this out.
Exactly. Let's figure this out. Let's do the plan.
Let's do the plan. You know the roadmap.
Exactly.
You know, because I'm just go.
But see, strengths and weaknesses,
yeah.
and that's what it's about. That's where trust comes in. That's where you build up when you have those strengths and weaknesses. Yep. You trust each other.
Trust
on
each other. That you
and you work
got
together
each other.
Well. But yeah, but you know what? We are half an hour in, so let's end this up. But you know, I love this conversation. This is great. Mm-hmm. I think trust is something that, you know, people want to talk about in relationships. I'm really glad we were able to talk about it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but hey, we appreciate y'all for rocking with us. Hey, go to our divorce.option page and, you know, you could check out this podcast,
the video,
all of that.
Previous ones.
Or YouTube. You could check the video mm-hmm. at youtube.com/@divorce.option. Also go to culture.skin, pick up the products. I'm telling you, all 100% natural. Every time we do a booth, we sell out of this stuff. You know what I'm saying? But you can get it online. We will. We're not going to be like other businesses where you order it, then 4, 5, 8, 10 weeks later.
No, we're shipping right away.
We're shipping right away. So don't worry about it.
Yep.
All natural moisturizer for men and women. We have 3 different scents for men, 3 different scents for women. Also, we got our infused cream. Nobody else is doing this. We're infusing clay into cream.
Yep.
So we have one for like pigmentation, mm-hmm. sensitive skin. We have
dry skin. Yeah.
Just
I wear it every single night.
Just to make sure I wear it every single night. And you know, you're smelling good all your body and it's all natural. We put too much chemicals on our skin mm-hmm. all the time.
Yep.
So even the lotions have chemicals in it. So at the end of the day, get some moisturizer. We have nothing but natural shea butter, mango butter, oils. It's 100% natural.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, pick it up. If you really care for your skin and you really care, then pick it up. All right.
And you got something for the guys, right?
Oh, yes. The book, Men Are Meant to Be Broken. Mm-hmm. This book took me like 3-4 years to write. And it's not a big book, but I just wanted to condense information and really convey as a man what we need to do to really take back, you know, being men in our society. Our women need us. Our society needs mm-hmm. us as men, especially Black men. You know, we're crying too much about what's going on. Yes, things are unfair. Things are happening. I agree. I'm with you on it. But we got to know how to play the game, guys. And we got to come back and we got to be men for our community. Because regardless, all that stuff's going to happen to us regardless. But what are we going to do to flip it and have a positive outcome for our community? So Men Are Meant to Be Broken. Like I said, I've been on cruises in New York, Miami, writing this book, you know, because I wanted to do something like this. It was a goal and it's out.
I'm super proud of you, babe. Thank you. Super proud.
The link is in the bio. Mm-hmm. You can catch out the link and you can go to my page, CassandraWilliams.com.
See your previous books there.
Oh, my previous mm-hmm. book, Black Men's Mental Health Bible.
Podcast.
You know podcast, everything podcast. If you want to know how to get into this podcast game, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? So yeah, thank you. Thank you, babe, for being a supporter. Because to be honest, when I was down, all these things, like the line and all that came to fruition. And you know, she's
okay. Strength and weaknesses.
Yeah, exactly. And she supported me so much. So thank you so much, baby, yes. for supporting me. And
super proud of you.
Yeah. So yeah, appreciate it. But guys, we appreciate it. And thank until you so next much. Time.
Good night.